The back porch looked out into a field of cattle corn, and as I sipped my morning coffee, I caught a glimpse of a Civil War soldier fighting his way through this field. It had been a while since I saw him last. Unlike mine, his story never changed. He fought for the Confederacy, found great opposition, and a bullet with his name on it. It had plunged into his side and caused enough damage to make any man drop to his knees. But the rushing adrenaline kept him motivated to raise his rifled musket and to repay the enemy the favor. He was devoted to keep the old ways old. This soldier remained oblivious to a changed world where the South had buckled down to the North, where slavery was abolished, and where democracy was restored to its intended purpose. Tennessee had moved on, but had left its ghosts behind. By the time I reached the bottom of the cup, my ghost had faded from view. "Until we meet again," I softly spoke as I bade him farewell. Was it fate or destiny for a soul to become part of a repeating cycle of agony and tragedy? What was it like to be unaware of a life outside your own? I like to think that after death, consciousness lives on, regardless of where it moves to or what shape it might take next, whether in this reality or another. Maybe, it's ideological to believe that no experience is wasted, including those that we can't rationally explain away. But, it gives me hope to know that nothing truly leaves us as long as we choose to keep it alive.